Blog Talk Radio.
We are so excited what the Lord has done. So we get ready to get into our lesson outline for today. Praise God. Our scripture will be coming from the book of Proverbs. This is the great Solomon. Amen. The one that God gave the greatest wisdom. Amen. And there's none like him. Praise him. Praise God. So we're going to go to the third verse, and then we're going to go to the 15th verse. It's very important simply because many of us are going through things and we don't quite understand, but I want you to realize that it's joy for the just to do justice, okay? But destruction will come to the wicked of iniquity. I want you to know that God, amen, praise God, amen, every word that comes out of his mouth, every word that he says, God is able to perform what he speaks. Praise our God. And then we're going to give you some prayer, how to start your day off, amen, with joy so you can have that great joy throughout the day. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what he does. You have to remember that you have an adversary. And you always have to keep in front that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, gave us the tools how to fight spiritual warfare. But you cannot learn spiritual warfare if you do not get into the Word of God, because it's a training tool. It's learning about God. It's learning about how God deal with certain situations when he was attacked by the enemy. He showed us how to survive, how we can conquer. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Now, remember, there's no good thing in this flesh. All the flesh wants is what it sees and the cares of this world. But in order to bring the flesh under subjection, go to the book of Romans, amen, the 6th chapter, Romans, the 8th chapter, amen, and it tells you specifically how to bring your flesh under subjection, because I want you to know, amen, you are a winner through Christ Jesus. But the only way that we're going to receive the joy and keep the joy is through his word. Amen. When we read the word, we soak the word, we talk to God, amen, you meditate on the word, amen, pray, and you bring it, amen, praise God, to practice. You practice the word of God because you have an adversary, you have an enemy. I want you to realize, amen, people that you're dealing with, I want you to remember it's not that individual, it's the spirit that's in the individual. It's a spirit that needs to be cast out. And the only way you're going to cast it out is through the word of God. Now, some of you got jobs. Some of you, you know, you got families, your children. Amen. Seem like they're going in another direction. Look like the more you teach them, the more they go in the wrong direction. But there is a solution to your situation. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care what it is. Jesus Christ died on the cross for each and every one of us. He conquered sin. He put it to death. And the only thing you have to do is pick up your mantle. Pick it up and utilize your mantle. But don't expect it to happen overnight. But pieces of parts, as you begin to learn, amen, God will reveal and show you in parts and pieces, and you begin to know the voice of God. You begin to know the spirit of God. You begin to know the unction of God. You begin to understand spiritual things. Because, look, we're in the world, but he said, look, transform the renewing of your mind. That's coming from the book, amen, Romans the 12th chapter, the 2nd verse. Transform means to change your mind. You can't change it. But as you read the word of God, it begins to modify. It begins to give you a different outlook. God begins to, you start seeing things in God's eyes. You begin to think, amen, spiritual things, and you begin to know how to deal with Babylon, the world, and the people that you're encountering with. We want to look at the 3rd verse here, and we want to start it off. It says, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart. Let me tell you something. Every individual, amen, thinks that his way is right. I mean, we research, we do a lot of things, and, you know, for some reason, sometimes we are blinded. We're sometimes are led the wrong way because sometimes the way we think, amen, is not the righteous way to think. It's not the way that God has us to think. But to do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than your sacrifice. Sometimes we sacrifice, we think we do certain things, we think that God is pleased at, but God don't want that. God wants you to do righteousness. Righteousness consists of what? The love of Jesus Christ, to give love, to be appreciated, to be respected, to love God with all your heart, with all your mind and strength, because if you love yourself first, Let me tell you something. You're not going to have a problem loving someone else. You're not going to have caught up in your past, amen, with you, your past hurts and things that happened to you in your past. Paul said it best. Forget those things. Listen. Forget those things which are what? Behind you, and press towards the mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ. Now, we have to do righteousness regardless what the circumstances might be in our life. You can't say that you cannot get out of these situations when you have not went to the Word of God, you have not talked to God about it, you haven't gave God a chance, you haven't even, look, you haven't even take a break, amen, the time, amen, to put in to even ask God about it. I want you to realize that when you do righteousness, justice, if you will love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you say, well, how can I do that? Through the Word of God. You have to open up the pages and talk to God. Now, we're going to share some prayers with you. Amen. When you get up early, early in the morning, or when, you know, you need to address God. You need to talk to God before you start your day. This is where your joy is going to come from. Your joy, God will direct your path. Amen. He will lead you. He will teach you how to deal with your family. He'll teach you how to, you know, move forward. Amen. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes to attack you. And we're going to give you a prayer on attacking. When the enemy attacks you, trying to steal your joy. Now, this is a prayer in the morning or the afternoon or noonday or whatever. Here's the prayer. It says, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I rise early to declare your lordship. I get under the covering and anointing of the early riser. I come in agreement with the heavens to declare your glory, Lord. Release the mysteries unto me and bring heaven down to the earth. The stars, the chief angels, are battling on my behalf ahead of time. My appointed time has been set by God in the heavens. I declare in the name of Jesus, the word will make contact with me early in the morning. I am pregnant with the word of God. I am pregnant, amen, with his wisdom, his knowledge, amen. So, you know, that is a good way to start your prayer, amen, early in the morning. You're making contact with God and telling God to direct you, to show you, to speak to you. And, you know, throughout the day, you want to conquer, amen, anything that comes in your way. Now, I want to start this prayer. I'm not going to read all of it, but I will read some of it. When the enemy comes, it's a trench prayer. This prayer is when you're under a major attack. And you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I am at the brink of my Red Sea. But I thank you for the miracles that come as a face impossible situation. I thank you for your saving grace, your strength, your right hand, your outstretched arms. No one has an arm like yours, Lord. Even as you brought the children of Israel through the Red Sea, I know you are going to save me from my enemy. I depend on you, Lord. I look to the hills where cometh my help. My strength comes from you. I depend on you. I trust in my God. There is no other God beside there. There is absolutely nothing impossible for you, Jesus. And we ask these blessings in the name of Jesus. Now, that's how you pray, amen, and God would give you the wisdom. He would give you knowledge. He would give you, but you must pray every day. Take out the time as you do your prayer, amen, praise God, it becomes part of you. You'll find yourself praying all the time. Your spirit be praying for you. I want to speak against, amen, the enemy that attacks your body, the brain, eternal illness, amen, and say you're not going to get well. He's a liar from the pits of hell. I want you to know, amen, that God is a miracle working God. Amen. So we should start our prayer by saying, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my healing and all the diseases and eternal illness. I destroy and break the powers of Satan. I break the power of darkness. I thank you that you have done great things, God. You have worked many miracles. You have proved yourself time after time. And I'm thanking you for the blood. I'm thanking you for victory is gained over every fiery dart of the enemy. I repeat, of any sin, I ask for forgiveness, bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, be cleansed from my heart. I snatch all legal rights of the enemy to invade my body. I speak now to eternal illness, sickness, death, cancer, hypertension, diabetes. I command it in the name of Jesus, be thou gone in Jesus' name. I say that you must die in the name of Jesus. Every tumor, every illness, every pain, every cell, everything in the lymphatic system, we curse it in the name of Jesus. Alzheimer's, we ask God to get into the cortex to repair the neurons and the upper level of system in your mind, healing and deliverance in your mind. We believe you. We praise you. We glorify your holy name. Amen. I want you to know, amen. Let's go down to the 15th verse here, because there is no other way but the right way. When we try to do other things other than God, we find ourselves snare with the enemy. We give the enemy permission when we step over on the other side, and when we decide that we're going to fix it ourselves, we find ourselves, amen, that we're going to do, amen, praise God, we're going to fix this. Or you feel that you're going to get revenge. You don't have to fight. God said, I will fight your battles. Amen. Listen to what the 15th verse said. It is a joy for the just to do justice. God, give me an honest heart. Help me discern between good and evil. Help me to love justice, to do right by my fellow man, to love my enemy, pray for my enemy, and pray for those that spitefully use you. I promise you, down the road, it may not happen right then and there, but I promise you, my friend, if you just hold your tongue, hold your peace, and let God fight your battle. I know you're dealing with a stubborn, rebellious spirit, but you know what? Ignore that demon and pray the prayer of faith, because that demon is fighting that individual to show that they are tough and they're rough, and I'm not going to give in. Look, you don't have to give in. You can keep that demon, okay? And that spirit will send you into the lake of fire. It will cause destruction. It will cause your house to be turned upside down. It will cause you to lose favor with God. It will cause you to lose promotion. It will cause you, amen, praise God, those blessings will be turned to curses. I want you to realize, amen, it is the joy for the just to do justice. But listen, but the destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. You're not getting by The enemy does not get by with anything. Because guess what? Those that are righteous will have the victory. We already have the victory. The victory is already won. Let's drop down to the 16th verse. It says, a man who wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead. You see, if you wander away from God, if you don't know God, if you have not a relationship with God, if you have not begun in the Spirit, you're going to be among the dead. Amen. The dead. You can walk around here and be dead. You can walk around, amen, with a bad spirit attitude. Your whole world is turned upside down. That is dead. Amen. You're in a desolated place. You are just turned away from the way of righteousness unto joy, unto bitterness. And that's what the enemy wants. He loves to put you in darkness. He loves to see you be put out. Amen. Out of the Garden of Eden, because you have sinned, because you have done wrong, because you crossed the line. I want you to realize, amen, God is a forgiving God. He's a God of a second chance. Amen. We need to repent. You need to repent now. Cry out to the Lord. Amen. He's the only one that can comfort you. He's the only one that can lift up your burden. He is the only one. God is the only one in the name of Jesus can resolve your situation, your problem. There is nothing too hard for God. The children of Israel was at the Red Sea, and there was no other way. All was before them was nothing but blue sky and a big old ocean. And what are you going to do when your back is against the wall? What are you going to do when you can't pay your bills? What are you going to do, amen, when death is in your family? What are you going to do when the doctor tells you, amen, that you have an internal disease and it's incurable and he can't help you? What are you going to do? I'm telling you, the solution is repent and turn to God. What do you mean repent? Go to God in prayer. Tell God how you feel. You know what you've been going through. You know the injustice that you've been dealing with. You know the abuse that you've been going through. You know that all that you tried, every time you try to do good, evil was always present. You know, amen, that nobody's happy for you. But you want, amen, praise God, happiness come to you, but you don't want to give happiness. You don't want to be happy for nobody else because your life is miserable because of your choices. It's not too late to turn around. So you find yourself, let me tell you something, you'll find yourself, amen, among the dead. If you don't be careful, you will rest in the assembly of the dead. That's what the 16th verse of Proverbs. So if you want to come out of your grave fight, out of your woebegone, out of your misery, out of your business, out of your bitterness, out of the situation you in, I want you to realize, amen, to start doing justly. Start doing right. How do I do that? Go to the Word of God. Go to Galatians, the 5th chapter. Amen. Start at those verses. It talks about the fruit of the Spirit. It talks about the love, the joy, the gentleness, the patience, the long-suffering. It tells you about the kindness, the faith. Amen. These things that we should have as Christians. If you're not a Christian, guess what? We wasn't always Christians either, but we, amen, found a better solution. We found that God is the answer, amen. So we turned our life around, and we began to look into the things that are spiritual. The Bible said in the book of Colossians, set your affection on things above and not the things of this earth. Amen. Seek ye the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all the other things shall be added unto you. I want to say this to you. Just because sometimes, you know, people profess godliness is great gain. But I'm going to tell you, you can have all the money in the world. You can have the biggest, pretty mansion. And you can have everything you can own in this life. But one thing for sure, you cannot buy true love. You cannot buy righteousness. You cannot have Jesus Christ. You cannot have peace. You cannot have love in your home. You cannot buy good health. I want you to realize the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now listen to the 17th verse. He who loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. Okay? He that loves pleasure will be a poor man. You're poor in spirit. You're poor because you're destituted. You don't have Christ in your life, and therefore you're poor, a wretch, undone, because everything that you have is vanity and vexation of the spirit. That's what Solomon said. There's nothing new under the sun. Those things are vanity. They're vexation of the spirit. You know what that means? It means you get tired of it. You want something new. I don't care what you get. You can get a brand new car, drive it for about 2 or 3 months, and you want another car. You can live in a house, amen, have it built from the ground just the way you like it. Amen. If you don't have no one to share, guess what? You're lonely, you're destitute, you're poor. And you see yourself, you're just a big old child, a big old kid, needing a father, needing your heavenly father. Amen. This is what the 18th verse says, that the wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the unfaithful, for the upright. You see what it said? The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous. God will take your enemy and let him be at rest. Do you hear me? He will take your enemy and let him be your footstool. He will shut the mouth of the lion. He will shut everything down for the glory of God, for you. When we serve a mighty, true, awesome God, that this God that created the heaven and earth, all he got to do is just speak the word. God loves you just that much. Amen. This is what the 19th verse says. It's better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. Let me tell you something, I'd rather be in the house of God and be a doorkeeper than to dwell in the tents of the wicked, to be around, amen, praise God, unhappy people, negative people, people that's weary. You know, when those people get weary and they can't stand themselves, and they use this profanity, everything come out their mouth, amen, is negative. It put that spirit in you if you're not careful. But I want you to know that God delights in the righteous. Amen. So I want you to hear this last verse. It says, there is a desirable treasure and an oil in the dwelling of the wise. But a fool, a foolish man, slander it. Amen. He who follows righteousness and mercy find life and find righteousness and find honor. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Amen. We hope that you got some out of the word of God. We love you all the way from South Carolina, Myrtle Beach at the Sheraton. Amen. Amen. God bless you.